Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes. Becoming the beast. Cut it. What's up, people? Why are you listening right now? If you're tuned in here, you want more out of life, okay? You want to become more, you want to become better, you want to be more than you are. That's why you're listening to me, okay? There's no visual stimulus. You can't see me. There's no flashy Instagram post. There's no flexing. There's no anything visual. You're here because you want to get fucking better. You want to hear what the fuck I got to say. If I don't provoke any thought patterns other than the ready-made fucking bullshit thoughts that you're getting fed, I'm not doing my job. Okay, speaking of me, who am I? I'm none other than me, okay? I'm without limitations. I'm just like you, no limits. I'm not my name, I'm not my body, okay? I live in a body, just like you. Think about this. I'm here to make you think. I'm here to make you think. I know we're moving fast. You just got in, you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? Just listen. I'm not my name, I'm not my body, okay? I live in a body, you live in a body, okay? You never say, hey, my body's not coming into work. You understand what I'm saying? It's something that belongs to us. Hey, I'm body. Hey, my body's not going to come into work. It's me. I'm not going to come into work. I'm this, I'm that, okay? These are things we own. So when you think about that, you say, who are we? We're spirits, okay? And spirit's job is for greater and fuller expression at all times. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. The body can perish, but the spirit cannot. We'll get into that deeper in other episodes, all right? Okay, so we figured out who I was. What do I do? Okay, just like that. I am not what I do. Those are two separate things. What do? I own Become Nutrition. I own Logan Performance and I own No Beast Mode Apparel. Become Nutrition is a supplement company. Logan Performance is a training company. No Beast Mode Apparel is a clothing line. Okay, I also am a male model. I'm in music videos for fashion, fitness, top artists. I'm an actor. I'm a leading man in a show called Double Cross. I act as Eric Cross. I'm a husband, I'm a father, and I'm a role model. And I'm a fucking rebel. My name is Jeff Logan II. I'm a proud black male, 31 years of physical existence. There's going to be passion here, okay? There's going to be passion. There's going to be aggression. There's going to be a lot of light that's shed. It's going to be my mindset, okay? It's going to be a concentrated dose of realness. If you can't handle that, turn it off. We've only been here for 3 minutes. You can turn this off. You are here under your free will. If you want to keep listening, if you want to become better, listen to what the fuck I got to say, okay? It's going to be some swearing. This is not your kid's podcast. This is not a children's show. My sons are not in the room right now. Some topics that I'll be covering in later podcasts are becoming your best self, actually being healthy versus maintaining a healthy look, losing focus, being black in America, self-care, how to juggle being a father, husband, and entrepreneur. Someone said, how you juggle it effortlessly. I'm sorry if I made it look effortless. It's not. That's the biggest job ever. Police, life routine, how your hardships can shape you, your inner voice. We're going to touch on that today a little bit. How to handle being told no. And we're talking about being told no from dates to success to jobs to, you know, any different type of thing like that. How to get from where you are to where you want to be. Reaching your higher self, manifestation. Today's topic is doubts, okay? Doubt. Think about this. The strength of a chain lies in the strength of its weakest link. Doubt is a weak link that we add in ourselves, that no one told us to add in. No one can add doubt in for us. We make the choice, even if it's a suggested doubt or something like that. We adapt that. And that's what I was talking about earlier. I said ready-made thoughts. Ready-made meaning like a ready-made, like a fucking TV dinner. Like, here, it's all done for you here. You know what I mean? Versus adapting your own thought patterns. Frequency. When you talk about frequency, I talk about frequency and vibration. So when you vibrate, that's tuning into a frequency. Right now, I'm sitting in my home gym. If I turned the radio on and tuned it to a frequency, I would get music, or I would get news, or I would get a sporting event. You know what I mean? Because you're tuning into the frequency. That vibration was always there. You just have to tune into it. Same thing with your goals, things that you want. You have to tune into the frequency. A lot of people want things that they're not ready for. We're going to get into that later. But listen, frequency, you have to tune into greatness. You got to tune into greatness. An individual, like I just said, will tune into a radio. If you're tuning into a radio, granted, you know, times are different now. And we got our MP3. We hook our phones up to the car. We hook our phones up in the gym or whatever, whatever. Just like right now, you tuned into me. You tuned into Becoming the Beast podcast, right? Would you play something else you didn't want to hear at the same time? No. Why? Because you want to hear one thing. You're focused. It's the same thing with your life. You have to tune into greatness. And that's where doubt comes in, because doubt plays a part that gets you untuned. Doubt is the same thing as playing your favorite song and then playing a song you despise, a song you hate, a song you can't stand that makes your fucking ears bleed at the same time as you're playing that song. You know, word for word, you know, verbatim, you know, the dance to it, you know, everything to it. Why would you do that? That's doubt, and no one explains it to you like that. And that's why we think doubt is a normal thing. And we also accept doubts from other people, and we make those our thought patterns, and we accept it as normal. You know, and sometimes you might speak that doubt of the other person through their voice to yourself, and they didn't even tell you. Oh, what was such and such thing about this? Oh, what was, you're talking to yourself through somebody's voice. I think I tweeted that not too long ago. In essence, you have to tune out doubt. If you're unsuccessful, it's because of some negative quality of mind that prevents you from putting forth all of your energy, every single ounce of energy that you got. Okay, that's what doubt does. It robs you of putting forth your complete energy. You know, doubt is like a man in a boat rowing the opposite way, pulling the opposite way. Okay, you got to understand that you're at the head of the boat. And you're screaming, pull, pull. And you got all the rowers in there rowing in the direction that you're telling them to row in. Pull. And you got one motherfucker rowing the wrong way. Okay? And it's up to you to figure out how much time do you have. You don't know how much fucking time you have. Okay? You don't know that. A lot of people's time get cut short. Or not even their time in life. Their time to obtain a certain goal, a certain opportunity. There's deadlines on everything. That's what moves people, deadlines. We'll get into that. That's a whole nother topic to get on. Okay, so if you got this rower in your boat of life that you're steering going the opposite direction, what are you going to do? I don't know what you're going to do. What I'm going to do, I'm going to kick him the fuck out the boat. I'm not going to go over there and say, hey, can you please row the proper way? We all trying to get to the... No, you got to get out the fucking boat. I got kids to feed. If you drown, you fucking drown. I got kids to feed. You feel me? That's what doubt is. Another thing about doubt. I told you it's going to get intense. Another thing about doubt. If you possess doubt, you're insulting your creator. You hear me? If you possess doubt within yourself, you're insulting your creator. Look, I don't care if you believe in a creator or not. Okay. You don't have to believe in street signs. That doesn't mean you're not going to go outside and get hit. Okay, you don't got to believe in the oven. You don't got to believe in this. I don't believe in ovens. I don't believe in temperature. You're still going to get your ass burned. You understand me? You were created from something. You were created. I don't care. Well, and that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. God helps those who help themselves. God helps those who help themselves. I know some of y'all taking notes. That's why I'm repeating stuff. I feel like a teacher up here, man. I wish my professors could see me, the ones that, when I was getting like I was a C average and I needed a C plus to be in the program. I needed a 2.5. That was our grading scale. That was a C plus. It was a 2.5. And I was at like a 2.1 or something like that. And I couldn't get there. And they're like, Mr. Logan, like, you're never going to get a good job. Whatever. I'm a big teacher now. So what up? School did not prepare me for life. Life prepared me for life. Anyway, God helps those who help themselves. I see so many people praying for things and not working. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll hear somebody who's so spiritual, so down or whatever. And they're like, you know, I pray for this. I pray for that. Okay, boom. Example. I pray for weight loss. Massive weight loss. The doctor said, yo, you need to lose some weight. You have this, you're pre-diabetic, you're pre-hypertensive, you have this and that. You need to lose some weight. You need to start changing your lifestyle, or else you're going to be on prescription X, Y, and Z. And you pray, oh, I pray that I lose weight so I don't have to take these prescriptions. But then you go right back to inactivity. You go right back to groveling thoughts. You go right back to doubting yourself. You go right back to negative people. You go right back to negative environment. Negative self-talk, a negative daily routine, eating bad. How are you going to lose weight? And then people want to get mad at God. They want to get mad at the creator that they just prayed to for this change, but are unwilling to make the change themselves. God helps those who help themselves. Laziness. You got to understand something about your body, okay? Your body is not a lazy thing. For you doing nothing, your body has to work. If you're idle, your body has to work. Okay? Right now, you're listening to me. You're doing something. You're sitting in a chair. Now, there's muscles keeping you idle. Same thing when you go to sleep at night. There's muscles keeping you straight, keeping you erect as you lay on the bed. So even when your body's, even when you aren't doing nothing, even when you ain't doing shit, your body's still working. Your body's still working. Even when you ain't doing shit, your body's still working. Your eyes, when you're driving, your eyes are never just like, you know what? I ain't going into work today, man. Fuck this shit. I'm tired. I was looking at shit all day yesterday, man. Fuck this. You know what I'm saying? Your eyes don't, and then your eyes just shut off. Your eyes, for the average, you know, healthy person, everybody's in general good health. If you're listening to this, you know, your ears work if you're listening to this, you know, and they're working in the most perfect fashion that they know how to. So that's the same thing with your goals. You need to work in the most perfect capacity that you can, whatever that means for you, not comparing it to someone else, but like your eyes, they see the best that they can see, whether it's with glasses or it's with contacts or whatever. Same thing with any parts of your body, any functions, digestion, any function that are running smoothly, you walking, your muscular system, anything that's working effectively, it's working perfectly. And it's up to you to work perfect towards your goals. We already said it, tune out doubt. You have to get it in your head that you were made for success. Never admit the possibility of failure. Never admit it. Just because someone tells you, someone was talking to me the other day. They said, "Oh, well, you know, there might come a time when you're not, you're not earning as much as you are." I said, why would that time come? Why would I even think like that? I'm not accepting that. And I would appreciate it if you don't talk to me like that anymore. You got to lay the law down. People be so scared to get out and tell how they really feel. Like, why are you biting your tongue? For who? There's one shot at this life thing. I don't know if you're getting 8 shots, but right now on this physical plane, I know that there's one shot. Okay. And I'm not going to let somebody put their, because that's what they do. They'll take their doubts and put it on you. Because you're nervous, you're insecure, you're anxious, and you're trying to put that shit on me. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. No doubts. Especially not a doubt from someone else that you wasn't even thinking about. You know what I mean? Granted, yeah, okay, there's different things where you can get where someone's looking out for protection. Protection is different than a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Hey, there's a possibility. If you try to squat this, you might get hurt. Okay, well, let me take all the necessary, you know, protective measures so I don't get hurt. Let me make sure I'm, and that's just talking about a squat, you know, working out. I'm talking about someone literally pushing their doubt on you. People have done way more impossible looking things than you have done. You know what I mean? We're not trying to create airplanes. We're not trying to make a skyscraper. Some people are just trying to feed their families, which is at this point I can say, because it's fairly easy for me right now to feed my family, but there was a time when it wasn't, and I understand that. But just know that there's always a way to do something, and what you're doing, someone has done it. And if someone hasn't done it, then you can set the tone, and that should excite you. That should excite you right there. If you're the first one to do it, you should set the tone. And that's the thing about doubts. You can listen to it, because I get it all the time. People offering their opinion. I didn't ask for it. Hey Jeff, here's my bullshit ass opinion on the shit that you're doing that I don't fucking know anything about, but I'm gonna give it to you. It's like, okay, you just shake your head. You listen to it, but you don't accept it. If somebody had a pile of shit, right? Pile of dog shit, fresh dog shit. I mean, you know, big dog, large breed, you know, like Kane. That's my dog. My dog's name is Kane. And they just bring it to your door and they say, hey, here's some dog shit. You don't gotta bring it inside your house. You know what I mean? It's the equivalent, same thing. When we go back to the rowing, if somebody's in your boat, rowing the opposite direction, it's on you. Hey, get the fuck out the boat. And you got to think, small thinkers justify small things because it makes them feel good. So that's when it comes for empathy and sympathy. And you got to step in their shoes. And before you get angry at them, you got to say, hey, why is this person saying, why is he saying this to me? Why is she saying that to me? Oh, because they're nervous for me. Boom. And that's where you could come in and stand up and be like, you know, I'm going to listen to you, but I'm not going to accept it. You even got to tell them you don't accept it. But say, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Boom. And keep it moving and keep thinking how you think. Because the law says, the law of attraction, and to me, the law of attraction is God. That's why I changed the name of my video. Somebody was like, yo, law of attraction is evil. I'm like, man, I'll fucking change it. It's the same shit to me. I'm not evil, you know? The law states as you think, not as you tell a person you think. You can't tell somebody like, oh, I think this about myself, I think that about myself, and then secretly at night you're doubting yourself and you're taking in even more doubts, and before you know it, you talk yourself out of it. And the great thing about a small thinker is they always can get turned into a big thinker. Because I used to think really small. I used to think in the crabs in a bucket type of thing. And that's when, you know, there's so many people in your industry. There's people in every industry. You're not, unless you create something that's never been created before, okay? And once you do it, here come the competitors, here come the opposition, the people that are doing the same thing as you. I used to have that crabs in a bucket mentality, like, man, it ain't enough you know, customers, or it ain't enough ways to do this, until I start being great. I start vibrating on a great frequency. Okay. I tuned into my greatness and I tuned out doubt, because that was doubt. And that was something that I put on myself. Also, doubt ties into success. Okay. If you love the game beyond the prize, you're going to be successful. I hear so many people come to me about money and stuff like that. If you're in it for money, and I heard it and I couldn't understand, I was like, why wouldn't you want to make money and doing what you do? It's the difference between earning money and that being the sole reason why you're doing something. Okay. You have to love what you do. You have to love the game beyond the prize. Listen to the word love, L-O-V-E. You got to love the game beyond the prize, whatever game that you're in. And if you find a successful person, you're going to find a worker. They had to work. They had to grind. They had to get it. I'm talking about successful, okay? Real success, whatever you define success as, real success. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about amounts of money. The reason that these people succeed is because they don't have any real need to do what they do. They want to do it because they love it and they always been in love with it. Okay. And that word love, people say, oh yeah, you got to love what you do, man. And it's thrown around so loosely. You get a shirt. Oh my God, I love this shirt. Like, oh yeah, I love that restaurant over there. You're going to die for that shirt. You're going to die for that restaurant. You're going to protect that restaurant, that shirt that you love. No. So don't take it lightly when I say you got to love the game that you're in and you got to always be in love with it. That's what people say. Oh, well, you know, what should I do? I want to get into supplements. I said, do you love this shit? Oh, I just figured I'd make a little, get the fuck out of here. Make a little what? Make a little what? I'm here to be the best I possibly can fucking be. You understand that? Because when I think about things that I love my wife, I love my kids. These are things that I protect. These are, think about something that you love right now. Get in your head, boom. You love that, right? Think about how much you love that. What would you protect? What would you do for it? What would you do if something threatened it? Same thing with your job, with your craft, with your talent. Are you in love with it? And if you ain't, you got to find something. And the first thing you got to be in love with is you, because you won't be able to love anything. And that's a whole nother podcast episode. That's a whole nother episode. That's why you have to really be aware of what you say, and things have power to it. Okay. The things that you say have power to it. Doubt will have you fearing to attempt, or it'll have you fearing to give your full energy into it. So you approach it halfway. And it's so powerful, right? Think about if you're in your house right now, or if you're in a vehicle, or if you're in the gym. I don't know where you are right now. Wherever you are right now, you're standing or sitting. You know, gravity is affecting you. If somebody walked up to you and said, hey, you know, watch out, the floor is gonna, it's gonna give out, you know, it's gonna give out. What would you do? You would get up so cautiously, right? And the floor is not going to give out, obviously, but someone's playing a joke on you. Hey, man, be careful with that floor, man. It's going to fall right through. It's going to fall 10 floors down, man. Be careful. And automatically in your head, you're going to start tiptoeing. Like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because you gave it power. You gave it some of your energy. So you're approaching it without your full energy, you know? And that's the same thing doubt can do. If somebody puts a doubt in your mind, you approach it like, and then you don't get the job done. Is doubt holding you back? Think about it. Ask yourself that. Is doubt holding you back? You, yes, you. Is doubt holding you back? If you had to think about it, it is. In some way or some form, it is. It is holding you back. And it's all right. It's cool. But let's attack it. Like I said at the beginning, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Doubt is an extra weak link that we add the fuck in. So it's cool, but recognize what it is. Recognize where you're doubting yourself. Tear that wall down so you can walk straight through. Is it self-doubt? Are you accepting the ready-made thoughts from other motherfuckers? What is it? Are you talking yourself out of it? It's time. If you had to think about if doubt is holding you back or not, it is fucking time. It's fucking time. If that doubt is in your ship, you need to walk up to him and say, listen, motherfucker, I'm steering the ship. We going this way. You going the wrong fucking way. Boom. Kick him out into the water. If he drowns, he drowns. Straight up. If he drowns, he drowns. Yo, that's my time, man. Leave some comments. Support me, please. That's all I ask. As strong as my mindset is, and as strong as my work ethic is, I need your support. I need your help. I need you to believe in me. And the reason why I'm here at this point right now is because you do believe in me. The reason why you're listening to this is because you do believe in me and you support me. And I want to say thank you. And I appreciate that to you, because you ain't have to listen to this. You know, you ain't have to get hyped up. But I know I left you hype. I know you hype right now. You're like, man, I'm ready to go. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I ain't about to doubt shit. But I need you to take that energy. Take that energy, right? This energy you feel right now that you ain't about to doubt shit. Imagine yourself doing everything you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Moving how you want to move. Driving what you want to drive. Being, prosperous. You know what I'm saying? Having that money in your account. Doing what you need to do. Creating something big. You know what I'm saying? The biggest version of it. You know what I'm saying? And getting recognized for it, getting awards from it. Yeah, that's me. Imagine yourself in that light. You feel me? You know, your heart's beating a little bit fast now. And then hold that. Say to yourself, no doubts. No doubts. No doubts. Hold this power and take it with you. If you got to listen to this shit again, pass it on to somebody. You got to feel the energy. That's why this podcast, Becoming the Beast. Not becoming a beast. Becoming the beast. The motherfucking beast. The big one. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cars, and then there's that fucking car. There's the fucking LaFerrari. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of planes, and then there's that plane, the big 757. You know what I mean? The big G700. You know, like, think about you being the best in whatever you want to be. I don't know what you do. Whatever you want to do, be the best at it. But we're going to get into more episodes, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. This is just intro to Becoming the Beast. More to come. Trust me. Your boy.